I know a man who has always lived on the ragged edge of poverty. Ever since I've known him, he has wanted to be rich. And it's always irked him that someone as smart as he is, with all his natural ability, has never been able to acquire the amount of money he desires. Today he lives in a little trailer and is a bitter, bitter, bitter man. A tragic situation. And when I think of him, it brings to mind the final chapters of Judges. Here we have a confirmation of the New Testament truth that the love of money is the root of all evil. A son steals money from his mother, but returns it for fear of a curse she had pronounced on the thief. The silver in question was soon forged into the image of a pagan god, but in fact, this money had become a god in the lives of these people long before it took the form of an idol. As we read these verses, it behooves us to search our own hearts and ask ourselves, is there anything that is becoming or has become an idol in my own life? What is my attitude toward the things of this world? The Lord says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. In the next chapter, we find the same thing. A Levite who cannot resist an offer of wages, clothing, and food. Clearly, these material concerns have crowded out his desire to serve the Lord. When a more attractive financial offer is made, he accepts it without seeking spiritual counsel or the will of God. If it would give him more money, that's all that mattered. The Apostle Paul reminds us that people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and hurtful and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. And so, as the book of Judges ends, we see idolatry spread from this one household to an entire tribe. We are told that each man did that which was right in his own eyes. The result? One of the blackest periods in the history of the Old Testament people of God. When people leave the Bible and begin to make up their own rules, anything can happen. There is no sin too vile. There is no activity too foul. We can see it in today's headlines. And if we look closely enough, we can see the same tendencies in our own hearts. This is the day, my friend, to fall on our knees and plead with God for mercy and to rededicate ourselves to Him.